The frog with wings has only one eye.
Has one eye?
Yeah, he's a cyclops.
I relate with that.
You do. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 214.
This is a podcast where two drunken Greek gods play retro games for your amusement. I am Greek god number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am Greek god number two. My name is Earl. And this week we're going to be taking control of a Greek god. Well, a demigod, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't really know what he is.
Maybe we'll have to look it up. But we're going to be playing some Kid Icarus on the NES. Should be pretty sweet. This game is pretty fun, if not incredibly frustrating. But
yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but we'll get there.
I have very little experience with this game.
Oh, this game is fun. I really gave it a good shot. Like, I really wanted to beat it at one point in time, and I couldn't get anywhere. Like, but I really like would play and play and play. Anyway, but before we get to Kid Icarus, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good. I mean, I'm better now. This morning I was a bit of a nervous wreck because my dog was having surgery.
Yes.
And it was just, there was questions of what they could and couldn't do going into it until they saw x-rays, because she was getting one of her teeth pulled, and it's one of her, like,
Her canine teeth.
Yeah. And those ones, like, they're like an iceberg where it, like, goes really deep down, and it actually comprises some of their, like, jaw bone and stuff. So sometimes pulling them, there's a risk of, like, breaking their jaw.
Oh, God.
And then if they did that, she would then have to get, they can't fix it there, so she would have to go see, like, a specialist to get it fixed.
She was fine, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It all came out fine. So until I got the phone call at about noon with them saying, like, she's recovering, she woke up a little bit ago, she's obviously a bit groggy and everything, but everything went perfect, and I was like, whew.
Okay. Thank goodness.
Now I can like, focus again and, like, do things
right
other than just sit here and I was worry. Just watching, like, the Grand Tour on Amazon Prime.
Nice.
Just something mindless.
Well, I'm glad that Marla is okay.
Yep, she's all good now. Excellent. She's got to wear a cone for a bit.
Well,
she also had a little thing on her ear removed, and if she doesn't wear the cone, she's gonna scratch it and
yep
tear it open,
right?
Yeah, cool. Otherwise, all good. How
all
you doing,
good.
Man?
I'm good. Not too much new to report. Let's see. Yeah, no, not much new to report, you know?
Literally nothing happening in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I am working, you know, so I do stuff.
I mean, I'm going to school.
Yeah, you know, but, yeah, I don't know. Not much new. Spend a lot of time at home playing video games.
Yep.
Speaking of...
My school is mostly at home.
Right. but, Jurek, tell the Revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I started earlier this week playing The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening on Switch.
Ooh, nice!
The remaster.
And what are your thoughts?
It's fantastic.
Oh, you've played the other one.
I've played the original one, but I played it, you know,
20 years ago?
Like 1998 or something.
Yeah.
On Game Boy.
Okay.
So I remember...
Nothing.
Basically nothing about it.
Cool. How far are you?
I'm in the third dungeon.
Let's see. Which one is that? That is...
It's after, like, the castle and collecting, like, the gold leaves and stuff.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The third guy.
Yep.
I, like, just walked into it and then saved.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's fun, and it looks great, too.
It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
I really like the art style and everything. It plays great.
Yeah,
I'm really enjoying it.
Excellent.
It makes me want them to do something similar for, like,
all
the
games.
Original. Well, just, like, maybe the original Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Because, like, going back to that one now, it's like...
It's hard, but...
Kind of bland, and there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
Like, Link to the Past looks amazing and everything.
Right, right.
So colorful, and the world is awesome.
Even, like, if they just made, like, if they just remastered the first one in, like, Link to the Past style, you know? Like,
yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool, yeah.
And I mean, maybe that's coming from someone, like, I never played really the original Zelda, and I tried recently or whatever, and I was just like, oof.
Oh, it's fun. I just followed a guide and just did the whole thing, and I don't know, I had a good time.
But Link to the Past was just such a improvement.
Yes, that is correct. And also, Zelda 2 is a huge improvement, too. I personally,
I don't know about that.
I love Zelda 2, but...
I've never played Zelda.
I think it's super fun. It's way hard, but
yeah, Link's Awakening is awesome. I'm really enjoying it. It's fairly easy.
Yeah. I mean, I actually never beat it. I have it, and I.
Yeah, didn't you? You made it fairly far.
Oh yeah, I think I'm like at the very end. Like, I just never went and did the last thing. You know, like
I don't remember. Were in the original Game Boy one? Was there the parts where you would drop down like a pipe or whatever, and like have a little side scrolling portion?
Yes, yeah.
Goombas and stuff.
Yep. That's in the original Game Boy one. Yep. Yeah, Goombas are in there.
Like, and I haven't played it for so long that I was just like, oh, this is weird.
Yep. That's only in a few rooms in certain castles.
Right. A few of the dungeons.
Yeah. Maybe it's in every dungeon or something. But
so far I think there's been at least one in every.
Yeah. Yeah. You like go down the stairs and then, or do you go in a pipe?
That's what it is. Yeah, you go down stairs and then you're climbing on a ladder.
Yes.
Side scrolling for a little bit.
Yep. And there's like one where you have to like pick up an enemy so you're heavy enough to move the things. And
yep.
Yeah.
I do like that. I do while playing it, I was like, oh yeah, this is way better having like two buttons with items attached
to remember,
as opposed to Game Boy, you only had two buttons.
Right.
So every time you wanted to use something, I was like, okay, I need the feather now so I can jump. And then, oh, but now I need this. So I need to go into the menu and switch and put this in there. And now I'm going to need this other item.
Yeah.
That. Constantly going into the menu to switch things out.
Yeah. It is sweet. I mean, there's, you know, good improvements.
Yes,
but good improvements that don't really change the game at all.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything. It's still the same game.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Cool.
What are you playing, man?
Well, I've been playing Smash. I've been playing Animal Crossing. I mentioned I got my Blue Roses. Just want to brag a little again.
Yeah,
I now have
Blue Roses.
I know, but I now have several more, which is exciting. But
I'm going to come and run over all of them.
Please don't. Please do not. But
they'll pop right back up.
I've really been playing Paper Mario, the Origami King, which... Last week I had just barely started it, and now I'm a good chunk in. I think I'm on like the third out of like, I think there's like five main areas, and then the end or whatever. And I'm on the third one, or I just finished the third one. And I gotta say that it is the most hilarious, charming fucking game I have played in a long time. It is amazing. Like there's just, like, I find myself actually laughing out loud. There was Mario, cause like the bad guys aren't, they're, you know, I guess there are, there's Koopas, but they're origami Koopas and like origami Goombas. They've been turned into origami, but there's also other Goombas and Koopas and Shy Guys and stuff that are like the NPCs that you talk to and that populate the towns and stuff. So like Mario was talking to a Koopa Troopa, and the turtle says like, oh yeah, well I can't go over and do that. I mean, what am I going to do? Walk into him slowly? I just like fucking lost it. Like, it's so like aware of itself, and it's so like just makes fun of like regular Mario
the
tropes.
That's literally all they do.
Yeah, like, what am I going to do? Walk into him slowly? And I don't know. I just, stuff like that is just so funny. And it plays great and it looks great. I can't recommend it enough. The battle system is a little weird.
Yeah, I watched a little video on it, and The battle system seems weird.
I really didn't like it at first, but you get used to it, and actually I really like it now. You basically just solve a puzzle, and then you battle, you know? Like, yeah. You have to get them lined up in the right order, and sometimes it's hard, and like, as it goes along, it gets even harder, and like I've just encountered Booze for the first time, and like the Booze, the battle starts, and they're in the ring, and so you get a quick glimpse of where they are, and then they disappear, and it's like, what the fuck? I can't see them. So you got to like remember where they are and like line them up, and like, it's kind of hard, but I don't know. I've been having fun, and the boss fights are the same sort of battle system, but they're slightly different. Like, there's arrows on the thing, and you move around this board, to try and attack the bosses. And I'm really digging the boss fights. I don't know. Yeah, the game, I would highly recommend it. Also, it's puzzle. It's not just the battles are puzzles, but like, I don't know. There's tons of stuff to do, and it's all solving puzzles, and it's all very fun. I don't know. I highly recommend Paper Mario. You know, I guess I can't compare it to any of the old ones. This is the only one I've ever played. Yeah. But
I feel like the first one is more of just, it's almost like a Mario RPG.
The N64 one and the GameCube one, the Thousand Year Door, are like, yeah, those are the most loved ones. And then after that, they sort of, I guess they switch styles a little bit, and they're, you know, more Nintendo easy and stuff like that. And this one is along the lines, I guess, of the newer ones, but, I don't know. I'm really loving it. It's super fun.
Solid. I might give it a chance.
Yeah.
Someday. We'll see.
Well, I would highly recommend it. I don't know.
Well, I got Zelda to play.
Well, you'll be done with that in like, you know, a week. Like, it's not going to take too long. but yeah, I don't know. Paper Mario is phenomenal. And I did not think I would like it as much as I am. And it's just so charming. Oh my God. And there's a scene. Like, I literally, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, is this really happening? They're going to do this. Oh my God. And I was like almost on the verge of tears. Like, it was so, it was so fucking moving. And just like, I couldn't even believe they did it. Like, I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything for people, but I was just, no, I don't know. I was so sad. and they did it. And yeah, I don't know.
It's when they kill someone,
perhaps, or, you know, I don't know. One of your companions perhaps makes a valiant sacrifice. I don't know. It was just like, they're going to do it. And it's so, like, when it happens, it's like it zooms in on him, and you can see him contemplating this little paper character, and like, I don't know, it's just it was moving as fuck. I don't know. I highly recommend Paper Mario the Origami King to anyone. If you have a Switch, just get it. It's fantastic. So yeah, that's what I've been playing, and I will continue playing that. I will beat this one because I'm in it, and I like it. I like it a lot. But yeah, but this week, Drake, let's go down the pipe. We are going to
play Kid Icarus.
Play Kid Icarus is what we're doing. I just realized
the word
thing.
You're looking for.
I just realized a thing about our sound effects and the way we do it during quarantine here. And sorry, uh-oh. My train of thought got off track. But we're going to be playing Kid Icarus on the NES. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's see what happens here.
All right, well, let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Bring it.
Here we go. Kid Icarus, NES, question number one. What is shocking, especially for a Nintendo game, about page 38 in the Kid Icarus instruction manual, or page 45 in Japan?
What?
Yeah, what is shocking about page 38 in the Kid Icarus instruction manual?
Shocking.
Shocking.
There's that many pages?
I know, I was shocked too, actually. When I read the thing, it said on page 38 of the manual, I was like, There can be 38 pages in this
manual. How long were those manuals?
This one is super long.
I don't remember them being that long back
then. Most of them are not. This one is just extra long. It's got tons of story. It goes very into detail about all the enemies. Like, I don't know. It's and all the mechanics of the game. It's a good manual. But what is shocking, especially for a Nintendo game, about page 38 in the Kid Icarus instruction manual?
Especially for a Nintendo game.
Yeah. It is shocking. And I was shocked, actually, when I looked at it. I was like, no way they put that in there.
I have no idea. Nintendo only had a few things they didn't really like allow in games and stuff back then, like religion and sometimes just saying anything about dying.
Yeah, but that is not it. But you're on the right track. But the answer is, so page 38 is a page that lists some of the enemies of the game, and there's an enemy called the Siren. And this enemy is depicted completely naked, and it even shows her nipples.
Whoa, man.
Yep. And a direct quote from the website that I got this from, it says, "It is perhaps the first and only female Nintendo character to sport breasts with nipples in a video game." Like, I looked at it, and sure enough, there they are, just her breasts just hanging out, in this instruction manual. So scandalous, Nintendo.
Wow.
Yep. I thought you were gonna get that one, but
I almost was gonna guess some sort of nudity, but yep. That just didn't seem right.
It didn't seem right. I know, that's why it's shocking though. But look up Revelers,
I'm looking it up now.
Yeah, just type in like Kid Icarus NES manual PDF and click on the first one. And then page 38. It's page 45 if you're looking at the Japanese manual. And it's the Siren. You'll see. Are you finding it, Rick?
I think so.
Okay. While you're looking at that, can I move on to question two?
You sure can.
Okay, here we go. So Kid Icarus, question two. What creature from another famous Nintendo game makes a cameo in Kid Icarus? What do these two games have in common besides this character? This is a two-part question. And actually, stop looking at the manual.
No, it was... I read that earlier. I don't remember the name of it, but it's something from Metroid.
That is correct.
I don't remember the name of the character, but it's an enemy from Metroid.
It's a Metroid. I mean, it's a straight up Metroid.
Yeah, it's a Metroid.
Yeah.
And wait, what do the games have in common?
Now, what do these two games...
Oh, they were released on the same day.
And?
And they have one of... They share a designer.
Yeah, they were developed at the same time. They used the same game engine,
yeah.
And they were released on the exact same day. Yep. So, but the answer here is Metroids is the creature from another game. In Kid Icarus, there's an enemy called Kometo, which looks and acts exactly like a Metroid. The instruction manual description actually is a mysterious floating creature. Nobody knows where it came from. One theory has it that it came from a planet other than the Earth. It's a nasty jellyfish monster. So there's a Metroid cameo in Kid Icarus. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that they were like developed side by side and even released on the same day. That's crazy.
Yeah, it sounded like from what I read, one thing I read first then confused me, the fact that they were released on the same day, because it was like one of the co-designers came in after they had completed Metroid and he got back from his post-Metroid vacation.
Oh.
He came in, he came onto this game, which was currently being worked on basically by one guy at the time.
From what I understand, and this game was like made in 3 months.
And made really quick. The team like basically slept at the studio and stuff.
Yeah. And they didn't even have heat in the building and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
they
the
just, like,
great stories are crazy.
They worked and slept, and that was like
it. That was it. Yep. Crazy.
That was their lives for months.
Have you found the Siren character?
I mean, I found a Sire, it seemed like it was, what I found was like a drawing and not from the actual.
Just type in Kid Icarus NES manual PDF. That'll bring up the actual manual. Anyway, let's move on. So you, Jurik, are 1-2 so far tonight.
1-2.
Here we go. Question number 3. In Japan, the second controller for the Famicom had a microphone built in. What can this microphone be used for in Kid Icarus?
Wait, what?
Yep. So in Japan, the second controller for the Famicom, had a microphone built into it. And not many games used it, but what can this microphone be used for in Kid Icarus?
Whoa. I have no clue.
That is incorrect, Rick.
Weird.
The right answer is... sometimes shopkeepers will give you discounts if you speak into it. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what you have to say, or if you just speak into it, they'll make things cheaper or something. I don't know. But
this is a robbery. Give me a discount.
Right. But and like I said, not many games used this microphone. Like, they just didn't really know how to incorporate it, I think, into the games. But Kid Icarus, they really gave it a shot. And so you can use it.
Why would they even have a microphone?
I don't know, because it's Japan, man. They were trying crazy stuff.
I guess. I mean, there were more modern games that tried shit like that with, like, the Xbox 360 with the Kinect.
Right, right.
The fact that it had a microphone, like, you could play Mass Effect and audibly, instead of, like, selecting attacks for your teammates to do, you could just say, like, Liara, use warp.
Oh,
it never fucking worked.
It never worked, right?
I remember trying it. It was just like, oh my god, I will just fucking select it. This is stupid. And I'm just in my living room yelling to right. fictional characters on my television.
Fucking do it! Just do it! okay, so you are 1-3.
1-3.
Jurek. Not shut out. I don't know. I thought that was all kind of interesting stuff. The naked character is crazy. It's the siren is spelled Syren.
Mm.
Just in case you want to look it up, but
I found it.
Okay. So. Yeah. And it's just like a little cartoon of this weird character, but her nipples are definitely right there.
They sure are.
Yep. Cool. Well, Jurik, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Kid Icarus for the NES?
Kid Icarus. I sure do. Kid Icarus, or as it was known in Japan, a mythology of light, the mirror of Palthena.
Parthena.
I don't know. Mine Wikipedia said Palthena.
Palthena? There's a big mistranslation. The Parthena is actually a Greek god. But they translate it actually to Palutena in Kid Icarus. But you're right. The Japanese game I thought was Parthena, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Wikipedia says Palthena.
Palthena. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
But who knows? It could also, be a mistranslation.
Right.
That happened all the time.
All the time.
Games. Like, I mean, in Final Fantasy VII even. Like, in the original US version, her name is Eris. But really, her name was always supposed to be Aerith.
Aerith. Ah.
PH.
Wow. That blows my mind.
Which is then fixed in the new one.
Is it really? Is it even spelled?
Yes.
Oh, because there's no dialogue boxes in it, is there? In the new one?
There is sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Is it spelled the same?
No.
No, okay. There is a TH there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, this game was released in 1986 in Japan and 87 in North America. Developed by Nintendo R&D 1.
Great.
And published by Nintendo. The game's director is Satoru Okada, who is most famous for being apparently the creator of the Game Boy.
Ooh, nice. He's not most famous for Kid Icarus. I have a hard time believing that, but okay.
Nope. More famous for the Game Boy.
The Game Boy probably is more popular than Kid Icarus, but
yeah. the composer is Hirokazu Tanaka.
Do we know him?
We do.
We do.
He did like Donkey Kong, I think, 1, 2, 3, and Junior.
Nice.
So we would have just talked about him recently.
Donkey Kong 2 is Junior, but okay.
Oh, right. Yep, yep. That's what I meant then. Donkey Kong Junior,
and
Kong
3. Yep.
And Metroid, Balloon Fight.
Oh, yeah.
Super Mario Land.
Oh, yeah. So he was like an early Nintendo guy.
It kind of looked like it was with just a big list of games with him. It's like, oh, during this time, it was either Hirokazu Tanaka or Koji Kondo.
Or Koji Kondo. That's it. They had two guys.
Those were your choices for first-party Nintendo.
And not bad choices, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, should we listen to some of... Can you say his name one more time?
Hirokazu Tanaka.
Should we listen to some of his jams right now?
We should indeed.
Let's do it. Yeah, it's good. I really like the music. It is it is very early Nintendo. Like it's
very early.
It's
Nintendo.
More rather than what's the word I want? Melodic. It's more like bleepy bloopy. You know, old school video games. Yeah.
I mean, especially the title screen initially, but some of it gets much better.
And, it does.
You know, there's some depth going on. But
yeah, there's one track that we listened to that had some
bass
drop. Bass, yeah, like it was good, but not the Sega bass. A different bass, but
definitely. But yeah, it's still it's serviceable music and stuff. It's nothing that's gonna necessarily stick in your mind or anything. But
right, but it's good.
But yeah, in this game, you play as Pit in the fantasy world Angel Land, which is inspired by like Greek mythology and stuff, I guess. Obviously, Kid Icarus.
Yep.
And you're trying to save the goddess Palutena,
which is a mistranslation of Paltina or Partina. I thought it was. I don't know. But
It plays as a standard kind of 2D platformer. You use Pit's bow and arrow as your main weapon, and as everyone would probably assume if you've played Smash Brothers, and play as Pit ever.
Yep.
Shoots a bow and arrow. And you can kind of like upgrade it throughout the game to make it more powerful and whatnot. But yeah, otherwise it's pretty standard.
Yeah, but there's a lot of RPG elements. There is progression,
can gain more like health.
Yep. It's actually a really well done game. Yeah, you can buy stuff. I don't know. It's very good. And this game is super weird in that, especially for the time, this game is sort of backwards compared to how all other games were. Like, this game starts off incredibly difficult and actually gets easier as you go. Whereas most games at the time, started off easy and got harder as you go. But
they slowly ease you into it and teach you. So that by the time you get to the hard stuff, you're good at the game.
Right.
And you understand what to do.
Right. And this I'm not saying like the later levels are easy. They're just easier than like the first level.
It's still an NES game.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, cool. Let's see. Are we just ready?
Let's play it, man. We'll go down the pipe.
Down the pipe.
And we'll take a shot.
Take a shot. Sweet. And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Ooh. All right. Well, here we go. Let's play some Kid Icarus. Let's get into this. Do you want to play first? Because you've never played this.
Let's see. Sure.
How do I do this? Nope.
I don't remember you.
There we go. L and R at the same time. Okay.
No, that's still. Oh,
swap
right.
is select. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I've swapped it to you. There we go.
All right.
Okay, Kid Icarus, this is a one player
land story.
Here we go. Start. Yes. Okay.
So we got jump and shoot.
Jump and shoot.
An arrow.
That's all you need. And there's these little snake guys. Oh my god, they're gonna get
oh
you.
My god.
Get them. Get them. They drop these little hearts that you collect. The hearts are not life though. They're currency, I think. So you kind of you want.
Yeah.
I think the hearts are the currency, but I'm not.
It's something like that. Yeah. I remember reading something and people were kind of confused about what the fuck is happening.
Nothing
now.
Is in this room. I think this is an empty room, or there's a way to like later come back to it or something. I don't.
Oh, it's one of these.
Oh yeah, you go off the screen on one side and you come back on the
come
other
on
side.
The other side.
Yep. This level is top. Or is like vertical scrolling. You go up.
Right.
But like there are most of the levels are actually side scrolling.
Are they?
Yeah. Just this first one, which is impossibly.
Oh my god.
Yeah. This. Oh my god. There's these eyeball guys that they're. It's hard to like see what their pattern is. Get those. Oh, too late. Don't go down there.
They're falling away.
So another mechanic of this game.
Them.
They're hammers, and I don't know what you use them for, but or even how to use them. Oh
god.
Yeah, and so like you as you scroll up
I'm finished.
As you scroll up, you can't go back down.
Sacred word.
So if you fall in a hole,
oh
like
oh my god, it brings me all the way back.
Oh yeah, beginning. You gotta start at the beginning every single time.
Every single fucking time.
Every single fucking time.
Oh my god, fucking snakes.
I think maybe there's a halfway point, but I'm not positive. I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah, this game is hard, and this first level especially really, really tests your patience. Yeah.
Yeah, clearly. I have no patience, man.
I know.
I got no patience
Actually,
with bullshit.
You have loads of patience compared to me. if we're just being honest.
Probably. You're definitely impatient.
I am impatient.
At times. Especially when driving.
What do you mean?
As I learned when we went out to Milwaukee.
I just
Anybody
like to
who's even remotely slower than you just have to get past them immediately.
I do. That's how I drive. I don't know why. I just don't like, I don't know. I feel so cramped or something. I just want to get out of there.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, you got to pick your path. Okay. Actually go.
Right.
Oh, nope.
It's too late.
It's too late. Okay.
It's too late.
Think,
this is my path.
Cause I don't, I think now you can't get to one of the doors you want to, but that's okay. Oh yeah. You can't. Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah. See, you can't. That's the.
It was fucking right there.
Can I have a go?
No.
Here, I guess I got to do it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, you do it, man.
Here we go, Kid Icarus.
Like I had scrolled the platform below me just barely off the screen.
Yep, but if it's off the screen, you will not scroll back
you
down
just
to get it.
Die instantly. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wow, I'm experiencing weird input lag. Well, maybe not.
Oh, it seemed perfectly normal for me.
I don't know.
Everything seemed fine to me.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Here we go.
Kill these winged snake things.
The winged snakes. There we go. Okay. This feels weird. It doesn't feel right to me, but I don't know. Like when I tried to beat this, you're like that was my goal, you know. I never got close, but
obviously.
But that was not that long ago. That was like maybe a year ago or something. But this feels different. It feels weird. I don't know. something's off. Oop, I don't want to go that way. I want to go this way. Fuck those hammers. Okay.
Fuck those hammers.
Fuck those hammers.
Oh, this way is way easier.
Yeah, there we go. Now we're in here. Now there's gonna be a bunch of these little guys.
The fuck are these things?
I don't know. There's a bunch of things, and they're all trying to kill me.
Well, everything's trying to kill you in this fucking game.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Ah, I died. No way. Okay, let me try one more time.
I'm finished.
And they give you a password, though, which is sweet. You know, like, although you don't really need one for this first level here. But and even on the cover of the game, it said, this is a password pack. like that's a great little feature. But I guess at the time, it probably was. You know, not all games have passwords, that's for sure.
That is certainly true. And I think I read something that this game actually in Japan came out for like the Nintendo disk drive or the Famicom like disk drive.
Oh, really? Thing.
So you could save.
Oh, man, that would be so good. Like if we actually could save.
Like what? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what that harp does. I was just about to ask you. I got it twice, so I should know what it does.
It feels floatier. Something feels wrong to me. I don't know if it's because we're playing online.
I think
online.
It is kind of floaty.
Well, it is, but it doesn't feel right. I don't... Compared to, like, the actual cart, because we're playing on the NES. I'm going to try this again.
I don't know. I've never played the cart. I've only played it on here. Like, what did these big hearts do? Are
they
actual
just,
health?
No,
or?
They... God damn it. They just give you...
They give you, like, five hearts or something.
Yeah. Hang on. Here, I'll... swap it to you. We are going to get nowhere in this game.
Should we quit out of this one and play the special one on?
Yeah. Let's give this just another five minutes.
Okay. Let me see what happens here.
Like I have made it past where we're trying to go. Maybe just skip that door that I keep going in and dying.
That's what I was trying to do before, and you were like, no, don't go that way.
No,
that's
you...
the wrong way.
No, I told you, you went the wrong way, and I was saying go the other way.
Oh, you want me to go that way, but just not go in the door.
Yeah, go that way, but don't go in the door.
I see.
Just skip it, yeah. Even though there's probably some... I think you get... It might be worth it, you know? Like, pretty early on, I think maybe in that room... You get like something that makes your arrows go farther, which is just like so helpful. Cause like, look at his little arrows; they go barely nowhere.
And then they just disappear.
Yeah,
that makes no sense.
They go like an inch in front of Pit or Kid Icarus, if you will. Poor Pit; he got the shaft in Smash Ultimate.
Way.
Yep,
I
that
way.
Yep,
way.
Yep. He's not.
Why did he get the shaft in?
Oh, you're in there. That's okay.
I know.
Go up.
I'm
go.
Leaving.
Oh,
leaving.
You're just gonna
no,
leave.
Leaving.
Ah. Nicely done. Okay, this guy, don't let him touch you. But just, oh my god, there's so many things on the screen.
So many things on the screen. So much lag. Oh my god. Woo! Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's terrifying.
There's that
just
cup
die,
is life.
Man.
So don't. Oh my god. Oh my god. In the door. Oh my god. Things are crazy.
Now what's gonna happen?
Choose one of these.
Shit.
I just break one. I don't know. See what happens. they're pots. Yeah, what'd you get? You got something good?
Nobody fucking knows.
Don't know what it was. That's okay. Keep going. See, we're as far as we've ever been.
We're as far as anybody's ever been.
That's true.
Sure.
Actually, it is fun to watch people speed run this game because it's crazy.
I'll tell you how fast people can beat it. And oh my god.
Yeah.
And then it makes difficult like platforming shit. Jesus Christ.
All right, should we try the SP version?
Let's see what that's all
about. I don't
about.
Even
I've
know
never,
what that
I've
is.
I've never played any of these SP Oops. Versions on here.
Me neither.
I don't really know what that means.
All right, here we go. We're going to the game selection. So we're going to play... So just if you don't know, Revelers, on the Nintendo Switch, NES, and actually just the NES...
Are there none on the
I don't think there's any on the SNES online one, but on the NES one they have SP versions of some games, which are special versions. And like in the Metroid one, in Metroid SP, you start the game and you start in the room right before Ridley with like all the stuff, you know? So you're like right at the end. So like let's see what happens with Kid Icarus here. Here we go. Okay. Oh my God. Pitt equipped himself with the three treasures. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we're right at the end.
Like at the end of the game.
And
I, for some reason, thought it was just going to like be still the full game, but make it like
no.
easier.
No.
Or maybe like
well,
start us with all his equipment, but at the beginning of the game.
Right. See, like now we have like five life bars and 999 hearts. This is pretty hard though. You're so floaty. Oh, you have a shield. Okay. So you shoot your arrows still and look at how far they go and how big they are. Oh my God. Oh my.
That's what I thought. It was maybe just going to start us with like bats.
Right. Oh, and I will say though, this is easier than that first level.
Well, you're also
super strong.
If you only had one health, you would have died.
I would have died. That is true. And so I think that's the problem with the game. And that's why it gets easier is because you get stronger,
you gain more health,
but they didn't like scale down the enemies at the beginning, you know, like they're still just as strong, like they'll kill you in one shot, you know? Like,
yeah. Takes a, like you can get hit a couple times and then you die. But I mean, that was the case with lots of games, you know, but
this is fun. Though. The game was
more balanced, you know, Mario. Yeah. You can only take, if you have a mushroom, you can take two hits.
Yeah.
But they weren't throwing nonstop enemies at you like this.
Oh my God. There's these weird ghost things. It's really hard to like, oh my God, aim. I don't know. And like be precise. There we go. I guess it's not if you think about it.
Okay, while you're playing this, I decided since we're playing a Greek mythology-based game,
yep,
I'm going to give you a Greek mythology quiz.
Oh my God, I'm going to fail miserably. Well, let's see. Maybe I won't.
I have no idea. It's from BuzzFeed.
Oh, it's a BuzzFeed quiz. Okay, great.
So
I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
Okay. Who was Zeus's wife?
Zeus's wife was Athena. Is that right?
No.
I
can give you multiple choice.
Give me multiple choice.
Aphrodite.
Oh, Aphrodite.
Athena, Artemis, or Hera.
Oh God, it's actually Hera, right?
It is Hera.
Yeah. Okay. I knew that. After I said I mean, like three different, choice, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. I'm dead. Nope. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Aphrodite was the goddess of what?
Love. Or romance? Oh, okay.
Anger and sex.
Oh, okay.
Love and hate. Love and beauty. Beauty and war.
Love and beauty.
Correct.
Yes.
Well done.
I'm basically a Greek god master, okay, so
this one I do not know. How was Athena born?
She was born
from Hera's womb? From Zeus's head, from the ocean, or from flowers?
From flowers. Nope, from Zeus's head.
Yeah, it is from Zeus's head.
Yep.
Because she is the goddess of wisdom and strategic warfare.
Strategic warfare?
And was born fully grown and dressed in armor.
Oh, I think I'm at a boss. Oh my God. Oh my God, here we go. It's a giant eye. I got him once.
And you've only got like a little bit of health left.
And he just keeps shooting fucking things. How are you supposed to do this? You don't move fast.
Bob and weave, man.
I'm weaving. Oh my God.
Bob and weave.
Oh, I have the shield, right? The shield helps you. Oh, I see.
So. I don't know what's happening. An eyeball shooting.
And I
don't know what he's shooting.
I seem to be.
And there's a snake that keeps coming out.
Gaining life? Why? I can't die.
Like, oh, maybe you can't die in this.
Yeah, like when I die, it just gives me a little bit of life.
It gives you a little bit more health. Okay.
I'm just going to stand here and fucking
sit in front of him,
wreck this guy.
Yeah, see, okay. Apparently, I did SP. Not realize that what the SP. Why would anybody play these versions?
I mean, because this is. Oh, look. Is that Palutena? Or, no, that's Medusa. Oh. I just fucking wrecked her. Yeah, what's up, Medusa?
I guess I thought these special versions were just the full
game. Oh, there's
game,
Palutena. Like, the only time you see her on the NES, right here.
Okay, so we just beat the game.
Thank you, Pitt. Oh my God, we did it. We beat a game on the podcast. We totally didn't cheat.
Yeah, I don't know that I can count this one. Oh, now he got big and strong.
What he did get big though? And strong. Look at him. He's ripped. Oh, and he's making out.
Getting some action.
And look at these little tiny pits up here. They're like babies.
They're little cupids.
They're cupids. They're dropping hearts. Oh. Medusa was destroyed and the light of peace returned to Angel Land. But in order to maintain peace, Pitt's struggle continues. It does? Oh, nope. There's the credits.
There's the credits. What the hell?
Well.
Okay, I did not realize that.
I mean, do you want to give this version a shot here?
Well, no, because that seems lame.
Okay. Well, you want to play the level, though? It's kind of fun. I don't know.
All right, sure. I don't know what we do or what happens.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to game selection. I'm going to go back into it. And then I'm going to swap to you. Okay, but wait, hang on. We got to finish this Greek quiz here.
Okay.
Give me another one.
Who was the god of war?
The god of war was Ares.
Correct.
Yep.
Hey, this one's fitting for us.
Okay.
Icarus flew too close to the what?
To the sun. And yes. He had wax wings, and they melted his wings.
Mm. Correct.
Yep.
He had wings out of wax and feathers.
Wax and feathers, yep.
Zeus and Hades were brothers with which other god?
Zeus and Hades. Oh, I didn't
know.
Who was
their other brother?
They had their other brother, Daryl? Daryl. I'm going to say.
Daryl?
I'm going to say Daryl. This is my brother, Daryl, and this is my other brother, Daryl.
No, that's incorrect.
No? Okay. That's not what Zeus said. Like, this is my brother, Hades, and this is my other brother, Daryl.
I'll give you a hint. Who is like the god of the sea?
Oh, Poseidon?
Yeah.
Really? Poseidon is their brother? Oh, I did not know that. Okay.
Fun fact, King Triton from The Little Mermaid was Poseidon's son.
Oh!
Apparently, according to this.
That makes no sense, but okay.
No, there's literally no Greek mythology involved in The Little Mermaid. But...
Nope, but sure. We'll give it to him.
What did Prometheus steal from Zeus to give to the mortals?
Fire.
Correct.
I know that because that's my tattoo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought your tattoo was like...
It's Thor. It's actually a combination of Thor and Prometheus. He's holding Thor's hammer, but he's also holding a piece of the sun because he brought fire to the people.
Oh. All right.
Yep.
Apollo was the god of what?
Apollo... the god of battles, battle, yeah, god. Yeah, Battlestar Galactica. So say we all. Let's see. Apollo is the god of the stars.
That's
space.
Not even an option.
Okay, what are my options? Give me.
Music, poetry, and art. The heavens, weapons and warfare.
The heavens.
Animals and the moon.
The heavens.
No, music, poetry, and art.
Oh, actually. It is. Okay, interesting. That was my initial
thought. Also the god of the sun, light, healing, knowledge, and order.
Oh, okay.
He was depicted as the ideal man.
Yeah. Apollo, rocking it. Getting all the ladies.
Who was Apollo's twin sister?
Athena. Nope, that's not right. Apollo's Starbuck?
Ah, yes. The Greek god.
Starbuck.
Goddess Starbuck.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Carathrace.
Yeah. I do not know who. Well, give me the options. Give me the options.
Hestia, Athena, Artemis.
Artemis.
Demeter.
Artemis.
Correct.
Yes. I'm a Greek god master. I can't be beat.
Oh, my God. Okay, last question.
Last one.
Athena turned Medusa into a what? A gorgon?
A gorgon.
A nymph, a siren, or a mermaid?
A gorgon.
Correct.
Yes. Yes! I am the master of all things Greek.
Good job.
Especially Jawiros. I love a good Jawiro.
We scored better than 15% of quiz takers.
Yes! 15% scored better.
Yeah, we didn't
15%. Right. Okay. Well, that's fine. Okay, Drake, here. Wait. There we go. Continue. Okay, I gave you control.
I think so.
It's kind of fun to play this last level. Oh, press start once. Oh, look at all the weapons you have and the treasures. My goodness. Okay, okay. Maybe that's why life kept regenerating, because you have something that just does that. But no, I think that's a special.
I think it's the game.
Yeah.
Special mode.
This level is far easier though than that first level. It's hard too because you're flying. It's like a shooter. It's like a side-scrolling shooter.
Right.
And it's hard because as you fly, you sort of bounce up and down. And it throws your aim off, you know? Like, I don't know.
Gently bounce up and down, and then, I mean, you press up and down to go, you know, higher and lower. But
yeah, it's pretty weird. Yes! You're rocking it, though. If you press A, you'll pull out your shield. Yeah.
I think you just hold your shield anytime you're not firing.
You're not firing. Interesting. But you can't just let the guys run into your shield. You have to. They're bullets. I think you can let hit the shield, but not them themselves.
Not enemies themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't really matter because I don't believe you can die. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You know what we're gonna do?
I mean,
you know what we're gonna do on this podcast for the very first time? We're gonna beat a game twice on the podcast. Yes. This is a fucking record breaking show here. We're doing it.
We're breaking records and
fucking
taking names.
Definitely not cheating either. Definitely not cheating.
Oh, do you want to know how fast somebody actually can beat this game?
Yeah, I want to guess though.
You always do.
So let's see. I would say somebody can legitimately beat Kid Icarus in 17 minutes and 43 seconds.
That's a little fast.
Is that a little fast? Okay. How about 22 minutes and 14 seconds?
Closer. That's a little long, actually.
Oh, okay. How about 19 minutes and 58 seconds?
No, you're just going back and forth now.
Okay. 21 minutes and 14 seconds. I don't know.
Very close.
21:15.
Actually, 21:12.
21:12. Holy shit. Okay. All right, 21 minutes though to speedrun it.
Somebody who I really like his gamer tag.
What is it?
It is Fruit Bat Salad.
Fruit Bat Salad. Nice. That sounds gross.
It really does.
Fruit bats are humongous. Did you see that viral photo that was going around recently of the man-sized bat? And it was
man-sized bat.
It was not man bat. Well, I mean, basically, but it was a picture of a fruit bat. But the perspective was all weird, and like there was a person standing there, and the bat looked the exact size of like a 6-foot man. but the way the picture was taken was distorting perspective. So like the bat was really, you know, a regular sized fruit bat, which are still huge, but they're not man sized. Yeah.
They're not man bats. The Batmans.
Yeah. Well, there's Batmans and man bats, and they're different.
Right.
If you're a man bat,
very different things.
You're a bat that is man shaped. If you're a Batman, you're a man that dresses like a bat. And those are the fucking rules. Okay.
Those are the rules.
Here we go. Medusa. She's one big eye. Oh, I see. She's got a mouth, too. Okay. Okay. But, yeah, just stand there and wreck her.
Yeah. Considering the game does not let you die.
It doesn't let you die. I don't know how you would ever do this. She shoots her things too fast. I don't get it.
If you just stand here, I mean, you just get...
All right, well...
Them, but...
Maybe that is. Maybe there's like, maybe it's one of those things where there's one spot, like in Zelda 2, when you fight Shadow Link, if you just crouch in the bottom left corner and keep hitting your sword, you will eventually beat him because he just keeps hitting it, even if you're not moving. And and he can't hit you there. So that is actually the only reason I beat Zelda 2 is because I cheated I didn't cheat, I guess, but I exploited the game's weakness when I fought Shadow Link. Otherwise, I don't think I would have beat Shadow Link. He's super hard. I think I would have still beat the final boss. In fact, I did beat the final boss, but Shadow Link is the second to final boss.
Oh, wait, I died.
You did just die. See, I think that
apparently there's a limit.
Yeah, some item that you had is making your life regenerate. So,
weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Are we what's our kid address factor here? Yeah, I think we're done. You know, pretty.
We did not beat the game twice.
We did not beat the game twice.
I failed.
That is true. Holy shit. Well, that means I beat. Then I'm going to count beating the game. Even though we didn't play any of the levels.
We didn't play anything but the first level, which we couldn't beat, and the last level.
Which we were fully powered up.
Yeah. Literally everything possible.
All right. Well, let's go down that pipe to. Oh my God! I'm not
final
even.
Shots.
Oh my God! I don't even have one poured. I was too busy watching you trying to beat Kid Icarus.
I mean, I just poured one now.
There we go. We did it. And I think I was a little worried about my whiskey supply tonight, but I've got like not even a shot left. Maybe one shot left in there. I don't know.
Yeah, you got about what I've got left.
Yep. There. That's because we both bought bottles at the same time.
And yeah.
We only drink them on the show and we do three shots. So our whiskey levels stay the same.
Should be pretty much equal the whole time. I have another full bottle ready to go.
Well, revelers, if you are drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm ready for final shots now. Okay. Jurik, how many... let's see. Final shots for final thoughts. How many of the Siren's breasts... out of 10, do you give Kid Icarus for the NES?
Oof. It's hard to say. Because it really just throws you right in there.
It does. It is so hard. The beginning is so hard.
With very little
anything.
You know, I like a game that, you know, I always go back to Mario 1 and how it's so... Without any sort of tutorial or whatever, it casually just kind of teaches you how to play the game.
Yeah, jump on
this. Just by playing it, like
hit the coin block. You know,
hit this. Oh, jump on this, and you just kind of figure it out without it being too hard. And then it progresses harder and harder, but you know the basics as you progress. Whereas this, it just kind of throws you in, doesn't really teach you or. Anything.
Although the manual does, the manual is detailed. Okay. Like so,
clearly it's at least 38 pages.
Yeah, so you need to like. I think you really need to read the manual to know what's happening in this game. And I was gonna say like if you had the game, you probably read the manual. But no, whoever fucking read the manual? Like you just ripped open the game and put it in and started going.
Yeah,
you know? Like we were all there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or those of us of a certain age, at least, we're all there. Right. And not because they don't even have manuals anymore. They have like a little poster.
I used to act like when I was a kid, I like never read the manuals. But as I got older, I actually would back on like Xbox 360, even I think still had manuals. That's kind of when it started phasing out.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would get a game and I would actually open up the manual and like read through the whole thing before I even started playing the game.
Yeah.
And then I would start playing.
Right. But as a young lad, you don't have the patience for that. You know, I got a new game. I want to play this right now. I don't care about reading the manual.
but this game, I'm going to give it... Oof. I don't know, man. I know it's a classic and everything.
It is a classic. I really like it. I personally...
Simplistic.
Well,
I mean, not simple, but it's just but all games were at the time.
Yeah, you know,
only had two buttons.
I'm gonna give it. Oh, what are you gonna give it? Sorry,
I'm gonna give it a 6.5 out of 10.
6.5. Okay, I'm gonna give it a solid 8. I really love Kid Icarus. I don't know. I I've gotten farther than we got. It takes practice, though. You have to know.
Yeah. What
you like. And for some reason, I don't know, it felt wrong. It felt different to me. And maybe I'm just not remembering correctly, but... And I don't know if it's because I'm using a wireless NES controller online. You know, like, maybe there's just a fraction of a second of input delay, but I could feel it. I don't know.
I think you're just remembering wrong.
I could be. I might pop it in after this and just see how it feels. Right. But we'll see. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. I really like it, despite its difficulty, because it's like, yes, it's frustrating, and yes, you die a lot, but like it feels doable, you know? Like it feels like you should be able to pass that. I don't know, that first level.
Yeah, the patterns of some of those enemies, they're all over the place.
It's almost completely random. Yeah. So it's,
you know, the little winged snake things is one thing, but things that start flying across the
eyeballs
screen
that float around
just in like random patterns.
Yeah.
Make it really difficult.
I don't know. It is really difficult, but I like it. I like it a lot. And the music I think is really good. I don't know. First level.
The music is pretty good. Graphically, it's fine, but I mean, it's you know, obviously a very
super
early.
Yeah.
Early NES game and stuff. 86, 87.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not a black box game, but it's close.
Yeah.
It's a gray box game, just like Metroid. And gray box games are not actually a thing, but they are a thing.
And we all know that Metroid is terrible.
Oh, my God. So. We have not played the original Metroid on this podcast. I think we have to. Yeah,
because it's a fucking garbage game.
It's a great game. I don't get it.
Oh, you'll get it.
I guess I will.
Garbage. Super Metroid. Fantastic.
Fantastic. That was my number
Metroid,
3 in my top 10.
Blah.
Yeah. Drake, what did other people think of Kid Icarus?
I found one review on Amazon that I thought was just kind of funny. Just the way he has everything
one ordered. Review that was kind of funny.
Yeah, there were lots of other reviews, but they were either glowing praise or game didn't work.
I was like, Kid Icarus was way more popular than to only have one review on Amazon.
Plenty of reviews, but they weren't entertaining.
Okay. Well, let's hear the entertaining one at least.
So this one is titled A Classic. And correct. He says, I'm not a big fan of Pit, but this game is fun. The object is to mostly fly up and defeat enemies with your bow and wings.
I guess.
It is sort of addicting after a while, but then it gets very boring. It gets very hard after you get pretty far. The more hearts you collect, the more health you get.
That's not maybe right. Maybe that's right. Maybe
if you get
like 100 or something. Interesting. Okay.
And then he says, other
we
should than have
read
extreme,
the manual.
Yeah. Other than the extreme hardness and boringness, it is a great game.
And boring.
3 stars.
Three stars. Okay. It's a great game, but I'm only going to give it 3 stars.
It's a great game. It's extremely hard and boring.
I love that. Despite its hardness and boringness.
I think it was that review may have also been written by a child, because every time he used you, he wrote the letter U.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely a child.
When he says enemies with your bow and wings, it's you are.
It's probably a child or like maybe like a 20-year-old person right now.
Right. That's also potentially true.
Right. Sorry, 20-year-olds, but a lot of you.
I mean, this review was also written in 2009.
Okay.
Which was 11 years ago.
Yeah. So now that person's a 20-year-old who's still using the letter U as the word U.
But otherwise, professional
kids today,
stuff,
am I right?
Yeah, I know, right? Kid Icarus had shipped 1.76 million copies by late 2003.
Are you reading about Kid Icarus Uprising? No, because that wasn't out yet. Yeah.
No.
Have you ever played Kid Icarus Uprising?
I have not. That was on...
I think it's on Wii?
3DS.
Oh,
no,
3DS.
It's on 3DS.
Right? Okay. No, I haven't, but everything... I've heard it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And in fact,
pretty good things about
I believe Sakurai, Mr. Sakurai of Smash Brothers fame, made that game. Yep. Kid Icarus Uprising. And I've heard nothing but good things about it. And there's a lot of, well, not rumors, but a lot of like, hopes that it will be ported to the Switch, actually. Like, maybe maybe even remastered. I don't know. Oh, can we talk? Oh, keep going. Sorry, Drake.
But it has gained a cult following in late years, apparently. Kid Icarus. The game has been met with mixed reviews from critics over the years.
Yeah, I
could see that. In October 1992, which was 5 years after the game came out, a staff writer of the UK publication Nintendo Magazine System...
Nintendo Magazine System, the NMS. All right.
Said that Kid Icarus was pretty good fun, but did not compare too well to other platforming games at the time, owing in part to its rather dated graphics.
I don't. 92. Yeah, I don't think the graphics are what makes it weird. It is different than other platformers, and I don't know what makes it different. I can't pinpoint it. I think it's like, I don't know, just the way you attack.
I think the controls are like this thing says. Jeremy Parrish of 1UP.com expressed his disagreement with the game's status as an unfairly forgotten masterpiece among its substantial internet following, because he found Kid Icarus to be underwhelming, buggy, pretty annoying, and noted that it exhibited shrill music, loose controls, and some weird design decisions.
Maybe that loose controls is what I was experiencing. Although I don't remember, like, I don't remember thinking that when I was like really trying to beat it. I've gotten to at least level 2. there's only 4 levels, so that's almost halfway through the game. But
yeah, other people kind of said they consider the difficulty level to be excessive, and found certain areas to be designed solely to frustrate players.
Yeah, that is kind of what it feels like. But I don't know. I still love it, and I
think that was the case with lots of games back then. Like, we've talked about many times that they intentionally would make games hard because they didn't want you to rent it and be able to beat it in like 3 days.
It's like the opposite of arcades. I mean, well, not the opposite, but arcades were hard because they wanted you to keep pumping in quarters.
Right.
But they needed that wasn't true for home consoles. So I guess.
But they wanted you to buy the game because that meant they got the money.
Rather than multiple people,
if you were just renting it, like Blockbuster, I guess I don't know how rentals back then worked. I assume like Blockbuster just bought a couple copies of the game.
Yeah, they bought
retail price,
and
then they rented
those
out, and they made their money off that.
Off that, yeah. Which I guess I don't know. It seems like that would be illegal today, but could you imagine I don't know. I guess I don't know what I'm trying to say.
I mean, there's still like GameFly.
There is GameFly.
The only game
rental place
system.
Actually, you can. I believe you can rent games through Redbox too.
Oh yes,
yeah,
you can.
Yeah.
You can.
So I mean, but I don't think that if you rent Mario Odyssey through Redbox, you're not. Nintendo doesn't see any of that money,
I don't know how rentals work.
Maybe
but
that's the deal.
Also, games these days are mostly just too long to beat in a rental period a lot of times. Like, anytime I've rented a game in recent years from Redbox, I rent it as essentially a demo.
Yeah.
Like, do I want to buy this game? Oh, I played it for a few hours and I don't like this. I'm not going to buy it. Or I played it for a few hours and I'm like, oh, I need to play the rest of this game. Now I'm going to buy it.
Right, right. Well, cool. Is that all we got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Cool. I just want to mention something really quick. I just read about it just a little bit earlier tonight. There was a Nintendo Giga Leak that they're calling it.
that means.
A Giga Leak. It's this humongous leak that happened, but it's all old stuff. I think Nintendo was, the rumor is, like a couple years ago in like 2017, 18, something like that, there was a big hack at Nintendo and people got some stuff and somebody just released this thing that is like all of these old Nintendo files. So it's like the source code for like Star Fox, Star Fox 2, Super Mario All-Stars. It's just like a bunch of source codes. There's like, development plans for a Pokemon MMO or something like that, that like you would play on your PC, but use the Game Boy Advance as the controller. Yeah. It's like super bonkers, but like this leak, I don't know. I just read about it. And I think by the time this episode comes out, we might know more about it, but I don't know. There's like a game in there called The Donkey, not like Donkey Kong or anything, but it's The Donkey. And it's like this platformer that looks pretty cool. And the video I watched of the game had Mario 64 music, but I think that's probably just for the video or something. I don't know. But this leak just happened, and I don't know. I just want to mention it and so we can watch out for it and like read. I want to read more about it and like see what is all in this thing. Like,
interesting. Yeah, I did not hear anything about this.
I just read about it today, like literally an hour before we started recording, you know, like, or before. Yeah. I don't know, just earlier tonight. So the Giga Leak, I don't know. Look, I found it on the Nintendo Switch subreddit. So yeah, I don't know. Look that up. It's pretty interesting. And there's a lot of just weird stuff in there, you know, like things that, you know, Nintendo was thinking. There's like there's a design for a prototype DS that had only one screen, and like I don't know. There's weird stuff in there. I don't know. It's kind of cool. It's sort of almost like a history of Nintendo, but all the stuff that we didn't get. You know, I don't know. Huh. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week, Drake. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, if the Rebblers wanted to tweet at you about Kid Icarus, could they do that?
They can. They can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at @early_Matt, and early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at RetroRevelry. Can they email us, Drake?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, game suggestions, but discussion questions is what we really want. So email us discussion questions.
Especially right now, because game suggestions,
they're so limited. We have,
have to be limited to
NES and SNES. I don't know. Like maybe in a little bit I would be comfortable recording with you, Jurek. You know, like we have hung out a few times. Yes. You know, like, so I don't know. I mean, but yeah.
I would probably be comfortable with it.
The problem is with the show, you know, we drink. And if you were to come over here and we were to record, I wouldn't really want you driving home.
Well, no, it would have to be times when like
Abby could drop me off
and pick me up, because right. I'm also not getting in an Uber.
Exactly. You know, so I don't know, but we'll figure something out. We'll come up with a plan, but I hope everyone's staying safe out there. Wear your masks. Indeed. Revelers, wear your masks.
Yeah. If you're in Minnesota, you have to.
You have to now, which is sweet. Although I don't know, people still won't wear them, but
I know. Like, but I was saying, I saw a thing on, it's like somebody else I think said this on Twitter or something, like right now with so many bars closed and stuff, or nightclubs closed, there's probably a lot of bouncers out there who are unemployed. Hire them at all these stores to make people wear masks, and like just big dude just fucking telling you like put a mask on, you're not coming inside.
That's actually,
are you really gonna fuck with him?
That's fucking genius. Like, right? Like the grocery store should have bouncers.
Should have bouncers making people wear masks. Wow. None of the employees want to do it.
No, like, and they don't. You know, that is, it's not fair to them. These poor people, like, you know, they're just trying to do their job. They don't need some fucking psycho non-masker screaming at them, you know?
Just like, wear a mask. It's not an infringement on your rights. It doesn't restrict your breathing.
Right. Like, it's fine.
Just fucking do it.
Just put one on. I don't know.
It's not hard.
Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week.
Indeed.
You want to take us out, Jerick?
Sure do. Until next week, game on, Greek gods.
Haha, game on, Greek gods. We did it.
The lesser known Greek gods of Jurik and Earl.
Jurik and Earl, that's right. Slightly lesser known, but I'd say...
Everyone forgot about them.
We're pretty well known, though, Jurik.
Yeah, well, yeah. They forgot about us just like they forgot about Dre.
Just like they forgot about Dre. Fuck.